This podcast is a member of the Place to Be Nation family. Visit us at placetobenation.com, the only place to be in your pop culture world.
Yeah, Frank here, he's got his own billiard room.
Yes, it's the...
billiard room.
Come on already. We call it the...
The Place to Be.
Yes, the Place to Be. The Place to Be.
Then I shall be there.
Now, it's time. Live and in living color.
The Grandy Man can.
Time to play the game!
No, you left me satisfied and smiling. So.
That's what she said!
Why do I want this? I want to make bank, bro. I want to get ass. I want to drive a Range Rover.
Place to Be Nation, Scott Criscola and Justin Rosero. This is the Place to Be Podcast.
Very nice, Mr. Criscola.
Oh, I'm sorry, Dennis.
Japanese band Oral Vampire produced a song called The Repo Man and used footage.
Oral Vampire, huh?
Or Oral. A-U-R-A-L.
What kind of show is this?
Sounds like some Twilight porn in Michael Vincent's collection there.
Osmond on to star in American Pie, of course, as the lacrosse player. Bismarck. No, was it Bismarck? Was that his
Bismarck.
Name? Bismarck. Bismarck. No, who's the other guy I'm getting confused with?
Bismarck. Yeah, he dressed as North Dakota.
There's only one place where the Big Buzz play, and that is in my extra queen size bed. Well, it just happens. What can you do?
Let's talk the fix.
I think they might hit a shock wall.
Is that the Shockmaster's wall?
Yeah, I like Big Dick myself. I was just curious. PTB Nation. Let me know what
you're
doing.
Our opener.
To do worse than Josh Richards. Couldn't agree, we're both free. We tried, we said we'd keep in touch. Didn't afford till summertime. Out to the beach to his boat, could I join him? No, this time it was me. Sunburn in the third degree. Now the calendar's just one page. Of course I am excited. Tonight's the night I've set my mind. I've been doing too much about it.
Was the night before Christmas, and all through the nation, a shitstorm was brewing right before Scott's vacation.
So, that wraps up ECW Barely Legal 1997. So many of you had asked for it, and I think we did it justice.
Yeah, I hope so anyway. I can't believe it took us this long to get to it, but Sabu was worth it.
No, kind of ironic when you think about it.
What?
Well, ironic that we're kind of getting to it now. So anyway, what?
No, that's fine. Go ahead. Let's just wrap up.
No. When you get like that, that means you want to say something. What do you want to say now?
It's not irony. It's not ironic that we're just getting to it now. It's douchey, but it's not ironic.
Okay, but what are you getting all pissed off about?
Who's pissed off?
Kind of got a chip on your shoulder tonight. You sound pissed off.
Oh, God's sakes. I'm not pissed off. But, I mean, 350 episodes, and you're still kind of fucking up words, especially this one?
It's ironic. I always fuck up ironic. What's the big deal? It's one word.
It's not one word. You're throwing around cacophony like your fucking English professor.
When did I use that wrong?
You said cacophony, a talent, in 1997.
Well, yeah, there was.
Is it cacophony? I don't even know, but it's a collection of sounds. That's what it means. Sounds. And it's not plethora.
No, it's pronounced plethora.
Whatever. Okay?
Let's just stop recording. Let's just stop.
I don't know. Can I?
All right, I've had it with this.
You've had it with what?
It's pretty clear you just can't stand me anymore.
What? What do you mean I can't stand you? Where is this coming from?
You're on my case about everything. You jump down my throat if I, like, say a sentence wrong or screw something up very minor.
That's our banter. It's shtick. It's us. You don't understand it? Of course we're going to argue on the air. That's what we're supposed to do.
I've been on with you long enough. It goes beyond that. I know shtick. You're just going out of your way to belittle me.
Oh, you belittle yourself.
How? How do I belittle myself?
You're not belittle, anything, first of all, but you're going to let me answer? You fuck up words, and you've become such a yes man. All you do is agree with everything I say. When you make some lame brain comment, if I disagree with you, you'll just backtrack. Agree with me.
Where the hell's this coming from?
Just something someone said.
Who? Who said that? It was Reesh, wasn't it? It was fucking Reesh.
Don't you bring Reesh into this.
Oh, were you talking to him before?
Yeah, but not about you.
Not about me. It's all he talks about.
I mean, he's busting our balls all day in the chat group, but I didn't.
Oh, so he criticized the show, and then you take it out on me.
Well, he's not wrong.
So that's how you feel?
Nah. Kinda.
Well, you've been talking about where the end of the line would be. Maybe this is it.
Oh, come on. So you're going to pack everything up over one comment?
Yeah, maybe we should. Maybe this is it.
See, now you're disagreeing with me again. I'm kidding! For Steve Piscatello's sake! All right, I'll see you in a couple days, right?
You know, maybe I should just stay home this time.
What is this? It sounds like you're breaking up with me on
air. Oh, my God. We're having a conversation. Do you have to make a fucking joke out of everything?
All right. Just call me when you cool off.
All right. Whatever.
Yeah.
See you.
They each logged off of Skype, both thinking they were right. Each rubbing their heads, too tired to fight. And now, deep from New Orleans, a laugh could be heard, high-pitched and shrill, like the cries of a bird.
I hate those two, those PICs. More than I currently hate Drew Brees. They talk and talk and never seem to stop, only pausing for a moment for their precious commercial drop. Don't they know the nation a place to be? Only wants to hear one soothing voice. Me! They wanted to hear me talk hoops and WWE Network, not Scott rambling on and Justin being a jerk. Listening to them leaves me angry and seething. My fans need to hear more of my heavy breathing. Every week they bore us when they open their vault, that fat-ass principle they always exalt. They bore us with Sutton Facts songs and voices. They bore us with sketches and poor music choices. Seriously, like, who really likes that kind of R&B that Justin listens to? Jeez. I'll tear up their friendship and then I'll depart. I'll do what needs doing and keep them apart. One thing's for certain, if they keep up this fight, they'll be in for a long winter night. So here's to hoping this current fight will last, and this is the end of the Place to Be podcast. Look at them down there not getting along. This would be the perfect time for a Vince McMahon song.
You're a mean one, Andrew Reich. You really are a dick. You're as cuddly as Kamala and as mean as Scott and Rick, Andrew Reich. You're a great big prick. Da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da. You're a monster, Andrew Reich. You ruin everything you touch. You think after Katrina you'd be nicer to us all, but not so much. I wouldn't touch you with a Judy Bagwell on a pole. Da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da. Why didn't we sign Boris Karloff to manage Bolshevik? What? What do you mean he wasn't Russian? Who gives a shit? Neither one. Bukov? Frukov? Who cares? Who the fuck knows? Get me Boris Karloff. Kick the shit out of that turncoat, Steve Allen. That piece of shit. Rio 1. Mr. Reich. You remind me of Rick Martel. Your heart is full of arrogance. Your hair is full of gel. Andrew Reich. The three words that best describe you are as follows. And I quote, he's a loser. Also, you're a fucking mark, you prick.
With anger still brewing in both Justin and Scott, they went separate ways, each still fuming hot. Justin went home to soak out the stress in the tub, while Scott wandered in to his favorite Irish pub. A few hours later, he emerged in a stupor, quite drunken. When who did he see but his friend Jordan Duncan?
Fucking stupid asshole. Don't make fun of Vince. He does good moves. He doesn't know the fucking moves. He puts everything over. He puts shit over. Okay.
Scott!
Fuck, who's there?
It's me, Scott!
JD, is that you?
Yes!
But you're dead!
I know! I am... Wait a minute. I'm not dead.
You're not? I thought we killed you at the Halloween party.
No, I killed at the Halloween party. I was a delight.
But didn't we trick you into what sounded like a racist prank? We gave you concussions in a football game?
No, you're confusing me with the Godfather, Nate Milton.
Oh, wait, how do you know if, how do I know you're real? I am pretty trashed.
Let me tell you this. I am as real as the Andre Warrior match from Detroit in, I think it was 1990 or was it 1980? Maybe it was 1988. Anyway, you are pretty drunk, though, too.
Well, this isn't helping.
Okay, look, Scott. If I'm not real, then how do you explain all my podcast appearances?
Well, I guess you're right. Mm-hmm. God, you schmocked me, you bitch. Anyway, it's good to see you. I could use a friend right now. A real friend, not like the, you know, phony jerks.
Talking about Justin, aren't you?
How did you know?
Scott, the loving twinkle in your eye says it all.
I had no twinkle in my eye. I hate that fucking jerk.
Oh, Scott, you don't hate Justin. You're just angry.
No, this time, that's it. I've had it with him. Too long. Insulting me, degrading me. I'm like D-Von, and he's Bubba Ray.
You know what, Scott? You and Justin have a friendship that's way deeper than any Dudley comparison. Don't say that. You're just mad.
As a matter of fact, I'm not even D-Von. I'm like, I don't know, Dances with Dudley or that sign guy or the way he talks to me.
I like Big Dick myself.
Hey, that's our opener.
You see, Scott, you wouldn't have made that quote if it wasn't for the bond you and Justin have.
Yeah, well, bonds can be broken, and I think this one might be broken for good.
Scott, I was afraid you'd say that, and that's why I'm here. To show you what your life would be like without Justin.
I can already tell you. It's going to be awesome. You don't have to show me.
Oh, really? Come with me. I need to show you something.
Where are we going?
Scott, we're going to a magical land where the bacon looks like ham and Tim Hortons are on every corner.
You could have just said Canada.
Fine, we're going to Canada. Come on.
And Jordan and Scott were off on their trip in hopes to repair that big shoulder chip. Though they headed up north, this was no vacation. They needed to save the place to be nation. Meanwhile at home, Justin was still very peeved when suddenly he was visited by a man named Steve.
What a stupid piece of shit. He probably doesn't even vote for Juicy either. That'd be just like him. Asshole, voting for Van Halen. I'm done with him.
Are you angry with Scott? Or are you angry with yourself?
Steve Willie, what are you doing in my bathroom?
Relax, I'm a psychiatrist.
I thought you were a phlebotomist.
Either way, I'm qualified to be here.
I'm not sure that's true, but go ahead.
Listen, we can talk about my home invasion and who's pressing charges against who, or we can talk about this fight between you and Scott.
We should talk about the home invasion. Just out of curiosity, how did you get in here?
Hey, I'm from Wisconsin. It was easy.
That doesn't make any sense.
Fine. I climbed up the dense set of bushes and shrubs you have outside.
The thickets?
Yes. Let's talk the thickets. Wait, no. Let's talk Scott. Justin, I know you're upset with Scott, but you need to work things out.
I'm done with him, Willie. We've talked about it before. All our late night conversations, all the help you've been giving me in the past, you know how I feel.
I was afraid you say that. I got you all on retainer. You two are the backbone of the place to be. Mm. We're all connected through you guys. You started it. And we can't go on without you together. Besides, what you gonna do without him?
Maybe I'll start my own podcast. There's always room for new podcasts. You know, he can start his own. I'm the one who even knows where Place to Be is. It's a Seinfeld reference. Seinfeld's my show. He's not even a fan. And you should read the Seinfeld Rewatch series every Tuesday and Friday at PlaceToBeNation.com.
I haven't heard of it. You could do that, though, but you could grow your show to the point where it is the top podcast of all time. The best there is, the best there was, and the best there ever will be. Well, Scott has relegated his own show about Sons of Anarchy and Georgetown basketball, that other crap team in the Big East, forever struggling to find an audience.
I mean, I'm not seeing the downside here, Willie. This has kind of been my plan since day one.
The downside is Place to Be Nacion. What about everyone else? If you and Scott split, everything will change. We need to fix this by any means necessary.
Oh, the New Day?
You know what? Yeah, the New Day. I hear Slick's coming on with them. Mm-hmm. Let me just show you. Go get change. We've got to be somewhere. Somewhere out there.
Justin was still unhappy and wore quite a scowl as Steve turned his head and handed him a towel. When Justin came back, he was stunned at this sight. Was his mind deceiving him? Was it a trick with some light? He stood open-mouthed and rubbed at each eye as he realized that Steve Willie could fly.
Steve, what? How are you flying, Willie?
He seems surprised.
Of course I'm surprised. I didn't know you could fly. If I knew you could fly, getting around Philadelphia would be a lot easier. If you were to come, Pittsburgh would have been so much better. When I was sick as a dog, you could have transported me from all the arenas.
Listen, I can believe I can fly. I believe I can touch the sky. And I told you, I'm a psychologist.
Psychiatrist.
Whatever, let's go.
So Justin jumped onto the back of Flying Steve, and off they went like St. Nick on Christmas Eve. They soared in the clouds high up in the sky, flying above the rain in order to stay dry. As they soared and they flew throughout that dark night, they approached their destination, marked by a light. Justin, excited, asked, "Is that Santa?" Steve calmly replied, "No, it's Atlanta." They started to land in the county known as Cobb. There was no boss man, just a Cratchit, but not Bob.
All right, I'm just so confused now, Willie. What's going on here?
Justin, you need to see what the Place to Be Nation would be like without you and Scott together. Let's take a look at how Brad would treat others if his power went unchecked. The hard times he would put them through.
Just don't pee on me.
They peered in the window, and Justin was aghast and quite mad as he watched in horror of what had happened to his friend Brad.
Is that Brad? And that magnificent hair, is that Graham?
Just wash my liege.
All right, Cratchit, hurry things along. I've got a DVR full of Chrisley Knows Best episodes to watch, and I really don't want to be here all night.
Yes, sir, Mr. Hen Scrooge. I've almost finished handwriting another copy of The History of Professional Wrestling. I do wish that we could print copies, and I don't have to write everything in pen.
Printing costs money, Cratchit, and you know it. If I'm ever going to be as rich as Todd Chrisley, I can't bank on bands like Duran Duran tweeting out links to my website, Place to Be Nation. And I certainly can't spend on things like printers and toner and chairs. You keep writing.
Yes, sir. It's just that... well, never mind.
What?
Well, it's Christmas Eve.
Did you say it's Christmas Eve?
Yes, you know, the biggest holiday of the year.
Well, I tell you what, Cratchit, you just gave me an idea.
I did. What? Do we get to go home early and celebrate the holiday with our family?
No, of course not. You said Christmas Eve. Eve! I'm an idea, man. This is great. I want you to edit each of your books to include a 1,000-word article about Eve Torres. Go do it now!
But, sir, please, I can, but at least let me use a computer.
No computers, humbug.
Who's that coming into the shop now?
Well, Justin, that's Graham's son, Tiny Parv.
Hello, Father.
Son, what are you doing here?
I came to pick you up from work. You promised you'd be home for the holiday to spend it with the family.
Well, I have some bad news. Mr. Henstrews has decided he wants revisions on the books. I've got to do that.
That doesn't sound like pen scribbling about the twerking prowess of Eve, Cratchit. Oh, hello, little Parv.
Oh, hello, Mr. Hein Scrooge. Merry Christmas to you.
Bah, humbug. Christmas is a waste of time and money, Tiny Parv. You'd be better off ignoring it and working.
Well, I can't rightly work, sir, because, you see, I'm quite sick.
You're sick? What's wrong with you?
He's been like that ever since WCW went out of business. The doctors say it's polio, but I'm pretty sure he's lacking the proper nutrients provided by a healthy diet of Nitro Girls Dancing and Jerry Flynn matches.
And PNU's raps. Yo, baby, yo, baby, yo.
Well, that sounds serious. Almost like a Chad Campbell-esque type disease. Is there a term for it?
Yes, I'm dying of formatics.
Formatics? That sounds like a made-up word.
It is, and I'm dying of it. And I'm afraid we'll never have the money to get the proper cure, like that wonderful rich man, Ted DiBiase.
Now, little Parv, why would you want to be rich like Ted DiBiase when you could be like Mr. Todd Chrisley?
I don't believe Mr. Todd Chrisley has a collection of fancy suits with dollar signs on them, sir.
Son, I've got to get to work. I'm sorry. I'm afraid I won't make it home in time for Christmas.
Now, Cratchit, wait, now I've had a change of heart. Your boy has helped me see the error of my ways.
Oh, Mr. Hines Scrooge, thank you for letting my father come home for Christmas.
Home? No, I meant that we need to edit these books to include lengthy articles about each suit that Ted DiBiase wore. Now get to work.
I'm not sure my hands can take much more of this. Even my arthritis has arthritis.
No excuses, Cratchit. Start writing.
Mr. Hines Scrooge, if I may please, Christmas is not about writing articles or debating the merits of Tito Santana as a babyface in 1982. It's about coming together with the people you care for and celebrating.
But Chrisley said...
Sir, maybe this time Chrisley doesn't know best.
Could I have been wrong all this time?
Our family will never have glorious Ted DiBiase money. We'll never be as talented or charismatic as he is. My father pales as a man next to that titan, Mr. DiBiase.
That's all right, son.
But our family, well, we'll always have each other. And that's more valuable than anything.
Plus, even without a lot of money, we can afford to pick up a copy of the History of Professional Wrestling, Volumes 1 through 5. It's fun for all ages and available at Amazon.com.
Amazon.com, you say? Now, if only there was a site where shoppers could click on the right-hand side and visit Amazon, and we can make a portion of the profits. Then I could get rich like Todd Chrisley.
Maybe one day two friends will come together and start such a site. I do know a guy named Chad.
No, that won't work.
Well, you're both right. A WCW Supercard podcast-driven site would never work. And friends and family are more important than money. Cratchit, I'm sorry for what I've done. Please forgive me. Go home and have a Merry Christmas.
Of course, sir. Thank you.
And Shivani bless us, everyone.
You see, Justin, every problem can be worked out. Even right here in Cobb County, Georgia.
I mean, I guess you have a point. And these funny little Brits are, you know, they kind of won me. No, I'm still pretty angry. I don't care. I don't give a shit about any of them. I don't like any of them, and I'm still pretty pissed at Scott.
You know, perhaps this classic rendition of the Christmas song will soothe that little soul of yours as we get right going to our next destination.
Armentos, tiny nuts roasting on an open fire. Mike McGurk's nipples tickling my nose. Yuletide carols being sung by a choir. And divas dressed up like dirty hoes. Marclair knows some wild turkey and some mistletoe. Help the network work right. Rotella's tits with his eyes all aglow will make it hard to sleep tonight. They know that Vinnie Mac is on his way. He's loaded lots of blow and hookers on his sleigh. Every mother out there is gonna spy to see if my balls wanna go for a ride. So I'm offering this simple phrase. Two kids from Shane and that stupid one with the big fake jugs. Although it's been said many times, many ways, Merry Christmas, Haku. So I'm offering this very sexy, simple phrase. Two kids from Hornswoggle to my little friend Glenn Butler too.
Although it's been said, oh, so many times and so many ways, Merry Christmas, Merry Christmas, Merry Christmas, Haku.
While Justin and Steve's journey went forth, Jordan and Scott were arriving up north. They made it there fast, once Jordan said pronto. They soared right past the city of Toronto. They landed quite gently in old Montreal. Club Super Sex was open, buffet spread and all. Up the stairs they went with a skip and a jump, past the homeless guy who was taking a dump. As they entered the doors of the Montreal staple, their respect grew tenfold for the leaf that was maple.
Jesus, I haven't been here since 1991. What the hell are we doing here?
I told you. I want to show you the type of guys you'd be hanging out with if you didn't have Justin. I want you to meet some people. I want you to meet some people who are looking to find the true meaning of Christmas.
We're in a strip club.
Yeah? So what? You can have Christmas in a strip club.
So Scotty and Cowboy headed off to the back, past the tall girl with gingerbread men on her rack.
Scott, what's up, man? What are you doing here?
Cowboy, I'm on some sort of cosmic voyage, if you will. A cornucopia, if you will.
I don't think you're using that word right.
Shut the fuck up. What are you guys doing here, Cowboy?
We're trying to figure out the motherfucking true meaning of Christmas, Scott.
And you came here? Well, it is you, so I'm not totally surprised, but why would you come here?
Well, as you said, Scott, it is me, and I was awake. Other than that, there was a really nice guy outside, and he said something about stuff in the stockings and chestnuts, and yeah, now here I am.
Hello, ladies.
Now, this does not surprise me, but D'Amato, what are you doing with a blanket?
What blanket?
The one you have in your hand.
I just rubbed one. I mean, what's this guy talking about? This place is the best, Scott. The best. It's called the Sports Lounge. And there's a lot of hooers in here.
All right, JD, I'm out. Let's go. I'm done.
No. Stick around. I think you might learn something from these guys. I wouldn't use that blanket, though. Look at Cowboy Brown over there. Here in this den of happiness. You'd think he'd be smiling. But Scott...
Take a closer look.
You're not dead. We went over this already.
No, I know. I was trying to do a Paul Bearer thing. Paul Bearer would be an awesome ghost, right? I mean, he's got that white and he's... Ooh, yes! You know?
Yeah,
I mean,
yeah, and he is dead, so that would help.
Yeah, exactly. Anyways.
Take a closer look. Ooh, yes!
Oh, all right, I see a lot of horrors. I see D'Amato's underwear. What am I looking for here?
Oh, no. Look into his heart.
Oh, well, that's a metaphor, isn't it?
What's a metaphor?
It's when you... Well, you know, there's certain times when you use it... And
I know what it means. I just wanted to hear you try to explain it to me.
Go fuck yourself. Cowboy, what's the matter?
Just a little down, man.
How come? You're never down.
You know, Scotty, Christmas has just become so commercial. Like a fucking Smash Mouth song. Everywhere I look, all I see are people trying to make a buck off the holidays, and it pisses me off.
You want to unwrap this present?
No. No, I don't want to unwrap that present. No, thank you. You see what I mean, Scott?
Ooh. Then why would you come here, Cowboy?
Hey, one of these hooas is dressed like a Christmas tree.
That's the problem, though. I do want to unwrap that present. I really, really want to unwrap that present more than anything in the world, Scott. What would I find underneath? A great pair of fake tits? Trim abs? Bad girl? Tattooed where her pubic hair would be? What happened? Remember the good old days when only Rick Rude wanted to bang your wife? And we hated him for it? Now we all want to bang each other's wives.
Are we still talking about Christmas?
We are, brother, we are. We put fake trees in our homes and fake tits on our strippers. Christmas used to be a time when we got together with family. Now it's the time we pay strippers to roll around with each other dressed as reindeer, watch them have sex, and then probably pay to have sex with them. It just doesn't make sense anymore.
Is that really what you guys do every Christmas?
Every fucking year, man.
Well, couldn't you do that the other 364 days?
I don't know what you mean by that.
Yeah. Yeah, what do you mean, Scott?
No. Hear me out here. Every year when you get together with friends and family, some sort of weird sex festival, some people have no one to share that sex festival with. You got to hold on to what you've got, cowboy, because you're having that sex festival by yourself.
You know, I think there's a message somewhere in there for you too, Scott. Somewhere in there.
Dude, there's an eggnog pool over there. But it don't taste like eggnog, though.
I do hear what you're saying. I don't want to know what's going on over there, but I think I hear what you're saying.
Fellas, we need to pick one of these hooers to wrestle in the pool with Santa.
So, D'Amato, why don't you wipe the fucking eggnog off your face and go pick one, you sadistic prick?
I can't. This hooah has a mistletoe hanging from a belly button. I think she wants a kiss.
Come on, cowboy. I'll help you pick. Come here.
So Scotty and Cowboy headed off to the back, past the tall girl with gingerbread men on her rack. They inspected the women from their heads to their toes. Their flawless perfection added more to their woes.
See, Scott, this is what I'm talking about. I go to pick one and look. Fake. Fake. Fake.
Rod, you do realize you're picking a girl to wrestle in something. What difference does it make?
Makes a huge difference, man. I can't pick any of these girls. They're either too pristine, too perfect. I would not refer to any of them as too perfect, but it's possible. Too much of a symbol of what Christmas has become. Take them away from me.
The women dispersed without making a sound, and it seemed no solution was there to be found. Suddenly, though, from the back of the room, Cowboy saw his girl and started to swoon.
There she is, right there. That's her. She's perfect.
You're serious? Her?
Look at her, man. She's not pristine. She's real. She's not fake. It's almost like she doesn't even have any business being here next to these beautiful girls.
Yes. They look like trees, but they are girls.
Right. She's perfect. Nobody would ever want to be with her. She's droopy and saggy in all the wrong places, and she's probably a terrible person, too.
I'm standing right here. And
shut up! She's the one. I'm going to take pity on this mess of a woman and choose her. Christmas isn't about beautiful women or looking at someone who actually arouses me. No, I'm going to give back. I'm going to show this titty bar the true meaning of Christmas by making this disgusting mess of a stripper wrestle Santa in that potion that used to be eggnog.
Please, sir, please, you're hurting my feelings, and
quiet.
I don't want to go in there.
Quiet! They'll see they don't need beauty to enjoy Christmas. Come with me.
They brought the girl out and she went in the nog. Watching her fight Santa, Scott felt like a dog. He and Justin could be in Rhode Island breaking bread, not standing in this hellhole with these fools instead. But when nothing could possibly get any worse, the bouncers in French, they started to curse. For a large Italian man had entered the pool. With blanket in hand, he took them to school.
And there were in the same country shepherds, abiding in the field, keeping watch over their flock by night. And lo, the angel of the Lord came upon them, ha ha ha. And the glory of the Lord shone round them, and they were so afraid. And the angel said unto them, fear not, for behold, I bring you tidings, O great joy, which shall be to all my people. For unto you is born this day in the city of David a Savior, which is Christ the Lord. And this shall be a sign unto you, ye shall find the babe wrapped in swaddling cloths, lying in a manger. Damn, if this is the rap I use on chicks, no wonder why I'm still a friggin' virgin. Oh, my God. And suddenly there was the angel, a multitude of the heavenly host praising God and saying, glory to God in the highest, and on earth peace and goodwill towards men. That's what Christmas is all about, bitches.
Let's get out of here.
Yeah. The people in my church won't be happy about this. Vince!
Hark the herald angels sing, glory to the King of Kings, Hunter, you just drive me wild. Put a baby inside my child. Joyful all ye nation, rise. Farouk and these other two jobber guys, with the angelic host proclaim, I'm not racist, I made the rock a champ. Hark the herald angels sing, get the fuck out of my goddamn ring. Shane, my son, who I adored, left me here 'cause I was bored. I'm alone with Tits McGee, and I'm scared of Stephanie. Hearing her screech is just no fun compared to the bumping of my son. I have made a huge mistake. Oh my God, I miss my son. Hark, please Shane, come back to me. Why can't it be Triple H, you and me? Wow, I think I just had a real feeling. It's weird. It's kind of like this normal people go through with their lives and caring about stuff and people. It's horrifying. Fuck this noise. I'm going to go lift some weight. Oh, yeah. There we go. Oh, yeah, that feels good. Now I'm going to go plow Ashley Massaro. Where's that fucking Skeletorian-looking bitch? What? What do you mean she's in the hospital eating disorder? Tell her to lose some fucking weight. What's that? Too many steak sandwiches? Give me Masato Tanaka. I'll penetrate her instead. Then I'll give her the fucking tarantula. Was that the other guy? You know, looks like him. I don't know. Whatever. Can't get the other jet ready, you assholes. Let's take our asses to Japan. I'm taller than everyone there, and I do better math.
Now off to a schoolyard flew JR and Steve, with JR complaining about a pet peeve.
But then, when you call them to tell them you have some dickhead guy on the phone refusing to pass you to a manager, I say, fuck that. I go right to the manager. I say, listen, pal, and I call them pal. I say, listen, pal, because I did. I called them pal. I said, listen, pal, you give me that money back, or I'm going to fly over there. I'm going to burn your office to the ground, and then I'm going to go to your wife, and I'm going to say, bend over, and then you come to my room, and then I'm going to go to your mother's house. I'm going to tell her to come over.
Okay. Now, listen. Hey, you know, I deal with insurance companies all the time. I hear you, but we're here, okay?
What's
we're
here? I just want to go home without you in the bathroom so I can finish going to the bathroom.
We're flying. Haven't you even been paying attention? The bottom line is we need to get to the root of the problems between you and Scott.
I know what his problem is. It's the nights. I mean, he's just too sensitive.
Maybe you don't like the fact that he's sensitive because deep down in places that only D'Amato dreams about, you're sensitive too.
Oh, so now you're a phlebotomist, a psychologist, a psychiatrist, a growing pains fanatic, and a philosopher.
Look, I'm no Aristotle, I'm no Plato, I'm definitely not Kirk Cameron, but I'm just a guy who's wined and dined with kings and queens and slept in alleys.
Oh, that's enough, Steve. I don't like fighting with you. Can we just get through this?
Just be more accepting with your own feelings, and I'm sure you'll be more accepting of
Scott. I'm sensitive all the time. I felt bad in between laughing when my daughter gave my wife a Harley Race knee drop earlier tonight, and I'm fine. I'm fine admitting I had something in my eye during WrestleMania 7.
Oh, the Savage Elizabeth reunion?
The Warlord Bulldog match, when he failed to lock the fingers and Bulldog broke the hold.
Oh, yeah. Yeah, I see.
Just then in came lumbering a wonderful fella. Jason Greenhouse appeared with a snowman Rotella.
Name's Glenn, actually. Hey, guys, I built this fucking snowman and he came to life.
Happy birthday,
he said with all the innocence of a child.
Golly gee, it really is great to see you guys,
he said with glee.
Oh, Christ.
Yeah, I immediately regretted building him.
But he's so happy and jovial. I mean, I don't know the guy, but I'm sure I will never forget the name of Rotella.
You all right, Steve? Is something in your throat?
No, it's just getting hot in here.
Uh-oh, I don't like it when the thermometer goes up.
He said in a panic.
I guess we should get this guy someplace cold.
I don't want to go anywhere cold. I've had it with this nonsense. I just want to go home.
What am I supposed to do with this bozo?
Just let him melt. Do the world a fucking favor.
Now, hold on a minute, mister.
Rotella was trying to make JR see, and so he began his impassioned plea.
Sure, I may just be just snowman. I may melt, but gosh darn it, I'm Jason's friend.
The name's Glenn, and no, you're not.
You're not Jason? But Jason made love with me.
No, I didn't!
And isn't love between friends what Christmas is all about? Where would we be without friends? Dead. We'd be dead. It's the spirit of friendship that us all with warmth on Christmas Day. Christmas is too often about gifts and lights and clothes.
Why is he naked? You know, I'm supposed to be paying attention to all this, but, like, why didn't we notice he was naked until now?
It's because, friends, you're looking into my soul.
It's because you're covered in fucking hair. Jesus, I thought it was just dirty snow, but that sick snowman fucker Jason Greenhouse brought you to life naked with fucking hair all over you.
I have no shame.
Said the snowman, his voice full of shame.
I don't know what Greeny did to you, and I don't know why Glenn has you here. Why did you bring this silver back to life? How am I supposed to go on after seeing this? How am I supposed to look my daughter in the eye and tell her everything's going to be all right?
Don't answer that, Glenn. You don't have to explain our friendship.
We're not friends. I don't even know you. I only know your name because Scott and Justin make fun of you all the time. All I had in my head was the image of this weird hairy man who got married. Why do I know who you are? Why do I know you?
Look at how much you and Scott have touched people, JR. Without you, no one would know who Matt Rotella is. You guys brought him into our consciousness. No one would know Armento, Mark Claire, that sexy beast, or that weird Borat-sounding Gigante.
That's what he sounds like. It was imbued upon us.
Sure it is. Sure it is, JR. You see, without Scott, all this goes away.
You know, it's funny. When you put Scott next to some kid dying of formatics and this hairy, naked snowman, I kind of miss him. Kind of reminds me of him.
He's dead, by the way?
Scott?
No, look how upset you got, though. No, Tiny Parv died.
Oh, not Tiny Parv!
Yes!
Formatics?
No, AIDS.
Oh. Maybe I've been too hard on Scott.
Of course you've been too hard. I mean, you're constantly yelling at him.
Maybe I've been too mean.
Of course you've been too mean. You've given him an inferiority complex. I diagnosed him in the live chats group. Just
but you keep
like,
leaving
I
there.
All of you,
but
really.
You keep leaving.
Oh, yeah. And you keep bringing me back like Ben Morse.
Yeah, I should do something nice for him.
Ben Morse, yeah, he's a good cat.
I guess Scott, too. But what? What can I get him to say I'm sorry without actually having to make me say I'm sorry?
Did someone say they needed a gift?
Who are you, you Rudy Poo?
Oh, Jesus. Fella seems like he might be trouble.
He said with genuine concern.
I so happen to have a gift at the top of that hill.
Who are you?
Let's just say I'm a friend.
You sound like an asshole.
I don't sound like an asshole. I just have one of those voices.
Yeah, you do. And what's your name?
Buck Russell.
That sounds very made up.
What the fuck? It's not made up. Why would I make up a fucking name like that? Only a complete moron would make up a name like Buck Russell. Who would make up Buck Russell? I mean, seriously, do you have any fucking idea how much I'd be teased if I named myself Buck Russell? If I had a nephew, he'd call me Uncle Fuck. I just said Uncle Fuck. You think I'm...
All right, that's enough. Please, God, what's the gift?
I'm not sure what use it would be to anyone. I mean, it's only a lock of Triple H's hair.
All right, this sounds very, very suspicious, because that would make the perfect gift for Scott. How do I know it's really Hunter's hair?
Well, I have photos of me sneaking into this house at night, and it really
all
is...
All right, all right, okay.
It's fine.
No one wants to hear you filibuster, ever. Please, we get enough of that on Main Event.
You'll pay for that, fucker.
What?
Nothing. Okay. Anyways, if you want to get it, all you have to do, gentlemen, is climb up the top of that hill.
All right. Thanks, Uncle Fuck. Come on, guys. Let's get up there.
Hold on a minute here. Doesn't that sound suspicious? There was something about that guy. Did he look green to you?
The only thing green is the envy in your eyes.
Now, I'm not envious of
No selling my Macho Man impression? What the hell? Who's the philosophizer now, asshole?
Just don't go up there.
You don't see serendipity at work here, Willie. It's serendipitous. A serendipitous situation.
Stop using that word, and please stop with your Macho Man impression.
Am I not using it correctly, either?
Yes, but...
Let's go! Let's go watch some fucking midgets play basketball, then.
Up the hill they ran, straight up to the top. But at the peak they heard a very large pop. An avalanche started. They were trapped in the snow. And all that was heard was a laugh from below.
Fools! You bought Buck fucking Russell! Uncle Fuck! Keep your Triple H lock, because you're never going to get off the top of that fucking hill! You're doomed! Doomed!
What is your problem, Reach? We gave you this forum! Everyone hated you everywhere else, you bet! We gave you a chance!
I'm going to murder your family,
said Rotella menacingly.
Am I stuck up here with you three now forever?
Hey, my professional advice was to not come up here.
I love you guys.
I'm so sorry I built him or stole him or whatever the fuck I did.
Oh, Frosty, yeah. Oh, Frosty. Frosty Rotella was a lumpy silverback with hair on his back and hair on his face. There's fucking hair everywhere. Frosty Rotella has a pussy for a face. And my posse knows that with enough blow, I would fuck that pussy face. There had to be a food storage up on that peak over there. But if you eat the silverback, you'll surely throw up hair, hair, hair. Frosty Rotella was a big old hairy creep, and the children, they have to stay away or they'll never ever sleep. Oh, Frosty, yeah. Thumpity thump thump, thumpity thump thump, Frosty danced all night. Oh, thumpity, thump, thump, thumpity, thump, thump, eat that pussy right. Oh, I'm just going to sniff some snow off Greenhouse's back. Or is that Glenn? Glenn, bend over. Oh, God, that's cold. I was thinking of WCW onto something with the Winter Guys. You know, we'll bring them back. We'll bring Glacier and Yeti and that Ice Queen Elsa. We'll bring her back, too. What's that? She's a sorceress? What's a sorceress? What, a rhinoceros? Who's Fantasio? I fucked him, too? What? No? No. What? Fantasio or Matt Hardy? Let it both go. Fire both. You let it go. Everyone thinks she's banging both of them like that slut Sherry. Can I still use that term, slut? Or are we still too close to 9/11? All right, I'm out of here. Let's see what that asshole Criscola's up to. Fucking stupid prick. What? No, Latoya's but no, Janet? Nah.
Now Duncan took Scott much further up north. Scott paused for a moment and refused to go forth.
I sense something I haven't felt in a long time.
Ugh, what is this now?
You don't like it? I want to do like a southern ghost, you know, like dang, I miss the good old days of Magnum T.A. and Tully Blanchard. You know, before Shawn Michaels ruined wrestling, but boy, I sure hate him type thing, you know? What do you think?
I think it sounds ridiculous. Nobody talks like that. God. Could we just get back to our whatever the hell this is?
Then suddenly, from nowhere, an angel appeared. He furrowed his brow and started to sneer.
Who are you?
I'm an angel, you idiots. Sure, I may just be a dumb shit from the Motor City, but I know a thing or two about Vision Quest. I saw the Tatanka vignettes. Also know a thing or two about pissing off angels, so you better watch your step. Look, just because I'm some sort of Michigan meathead doesn't mean that I think it's right for you to make fun of people from the South. They are proud and generous and are correct in their hate of Shawn Michaels. He sucks. But enough about that, assholes. you should heed my nasal annoying voice when I tell you that you need to tread lightly. And that's not just a quote from a TV show. Lord knows I'm an expert since I write about Seinfeld in my column. About 24 was the top viewed thing on placetobenation.com, all because I made my son refresh the browser for the longest time, which is stupid. It was just a gimmick that didn't deserve to be there, if I do say so myself in my pastor-like voice. Anyways, just stop making fun of the South, you goddamn ingrates. Without us, you wouldn't have any oil. You can baptize all the people you want, like how I baptize people at my church in Detroit. Look, just... your penance is coming.
As quick as he came, the angel departed, and they looked at each other as if someone had farted.
I thought we got all our oil from the Arabs.
It's pretty racist.
No, I mean, no, it's not. Is it racist to call an Arab an Arab? How do they self-identify?
Who cares? It should be all blown up anyway. All right, where the fuck are we?
Scott... if you thought the guys in Club Super Sex were strange and off-putting, and they were, wait till you meet these guys.
Oh my god, what the fuck's the point? I mean, other than getting shit all over my shoes, I have no idea if I learned anything in that strip club.
Oh, didn't you? Did you not feel that your anger was stripped away?
What does that even mean? What does that even mean?
You know what it means. Think about it.
That made no sense.
It doesn't have to make sense. It's a spirit quest. Besides, you're the one who wanted to know what life would be like without Justin. Well, this is who you'd be hanging out with if Justin wasn't around.
What makes you think I'd be hanging out with them? Like, D'Amato, there. You brought me to a strip club. I can make friends who don't spend Christmas in a strip club.
Yeah, and what happens when you tell your friends your dirty little secret?
What, that I'm a knight? Which, by the way, I think Justin should be one. But anyway, that's not a secret.
No, 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 not that. That you're in love with Triple H. No self-respecting wrestling fan will want to be seen with you, Scott. They'll put up with the chicken hat. They won't put up with your love of the game.
Hey,
they won't.
You talk about Paul like that again, and you will be a ghost.
They yelled and argued, and the volume got louder. Out stepped Yukon George, and he couldn't have been prouder.
Finally, my favorite Canadian. Creepy, but my favorite Canadian. How are you, Mr. George, on this fine evening?
I am great. I'm just chilling up here with my boys.
Your boys? Who are your boys?
Hey, what's cracking, motherfuckers?
Oh, for fuck's sake.
Hey, Sugar Tits Griscova, how you been? It's been a long time. Did you bring the other Sugar Tit with you?
No, I brought JD over here. He's doing some weird Paul Bearer creepy stripper thing. I don't know. But he took me on a trip.
I'm not Paul Bearer!
Ah, Paul the Bearer! I fucked his mouth in 1993. It barely fits.
No, no. That time I was doing Patrick Swayze from the film Ghost.
Ah, the one where he's naked on top of the stool and then he spins around on the pot of clay. Ah, Criscola, I haven't seen you in years and you bring Casper the fucking friendly ghost with me. Where's my boy D'Amato?
Hey, calm down, Gigante. You should be honored that Scott brought Casper.
I didn't bring Casper the Ghost.
Then why'd you say you did?
I never said I did!
Citizens of the world!
Oh, Jesus Christ, who now?
That's my boy Cobra Commander, he lives up here with us.
Oh my god, where the fuck am I?
You're on the Isle of Misfits, you Muffoon!
Look, I'm the one supposed to make up words. What the hell is a Muffoon?
A Muffoon is a mixture between a moron and a buffoon! Deal with it!
Sounds like something you fucked, Giante. Aaron, get these guys under control.
Look, what do you want me to do, man?
I don't know. Say something. Do something. Do something Canadian. Maybe they'll all be quiet.
You want me to do something Canadian? You want me to help you? You need to do something for me first.
I don't like where this is going. All right, fine. What?
Answer the question, finally. How much to bang JYD's mom?
Oh, Jesus Christ. Not again. This?
Yeah. Yes, this again. It's not a difficult question. How much to sleep with JYD's mom?
Aaron, this is the stupidest thing I've ever heard. Why would I pay to sleep with someone that looks like Sapphire's twin?
Listen, you muffin, you got it all wrong. It's more of a question of how much you want to get paid for it. Myself, I nail it for free and grab those cakes, if you know what I mean.
Yeah, Scott, think of it as a challenge. Like, how much would your friends pay you to jump in a lake with your clothes on? Or to eat a shit dick?
You know what? The hell is a shit dick?
Funny you should ask. Hey, D'Amato, get over here and show me what a shit dick is.
Never mind. The last person I want you to ask. I don't want to know.
Listen, you want these guys out of your hair? Answer the question, man. How much would someone have to pay you to bang JYD's mom?
Do I have to raise JYD, too, with a bag of pork rinds?
Absolutely not. You could abandon him like Jake abandoned his daughter.
Fuck you, daddy.
Christ, you're here, too? Oof, you don't look any better. Well, if I don't have to raise him...
That's Sylvia Plath.
We know.
Levin Borger molested me.
Yeah. All right, you want an answer? Fine. Give me $50,000. It's about right.
Thank you. That's all I wanted to know, man. Okay. Gigante, get back under the Christmas tree.
Okay, I'll see you again, you sick fuck. Where's Rob Houston?
Oh, he's under your tree now?
Yep.
Where does Cobra Commander live?
Oh, Scott, you and G.I. Joe will never find our hidden place deep within the mountains of Malaysia.
So it's in Malaysia.
Ah, fuck.
Just get him out of here. I'm done. It's getting too weird.
All right, boys. The deal's a deal.
I make you look at the motto shit, Dick.
Look, before you go, though, I need you to hear something, Scott. Life without Justin would lead you down only one road. You see the three of us? Myself, Gigante, and Cobra Commander? You looking at us, man? This is your future. Look at my two friends. Their names are Pestilence and Family and Famine. Look at them. Look closely. Behold, four penises!
Go put them away! Jesus Christ, what the hell's going on up here? Four of them?
What's with the penises, Aaron?
Look, it's a scene from The Christmas Carol where the ghost of the future shows Scrooge Pestilence and Famine. Like, I thought we'd do that for Scott, you know, and scare the sense into him.
Gosh, with penises?
I took a little artistic license, I guess.
Oh my! With penises?
Can we stop using that word, please? I hate that word. It makes me uncomfortable.
Really, the word makes you uncomfortable.
Yeah. The word. Yes. Look, think about it. Imagine someone say, like, "Put your penis inside me." Oh God. No. Ugh.
What the fuck?
I want
to
suck your penis. Ugh.
What in God's name happened to you? I know you're from here, but good grief.
Scott, seriously, before you leave, I'd like to show you something. You see that body of water?
This one right here?
Yes. When you look at it, what do you see?
Water.
Emptiness. This is your life without Justin. Think on that.
Scott thought long and hard while George turned his back, but the ground started shaking and they heard a great crack. A hole had been cut around where they stand, and there smiled that Reesh, a blowtorch in hand.
Ha ha, dickheads! Let's see you get off a floating iceberg, fuckers!
Oh! What are you... We do a show together. What are you doing? Why are you doing this?
You don't know? You don't know! You guys shit on me all the time and say I talk too much, but you know what you don't realize is that I need all those words to express myself. You want to hurt me? Go right ahead. If it makes you feel any better, I'm an easy target. Yeah, you're right. I talk too much. But I also listen too much. I could be a cold, heated cynic like you, but I don't like to hurt people's feelings like you do, Scotty. Well, you think what you want about me, because I'm not changing. I like me. My wife likes me, I think. My customers like me. They definitely do. But I am the real article. What you see is what you get.
He went on and on, even longer did he, while Scott and old Yukon floated off to sea. Minutes turned to hours, and it started to snow. Scott learned more about George than he wanted to know.
How much to eat a man?
I wish I was a fourth degree knight right now so I could stab myself with my sword.
Scott's hope was used up. He wanted to die when a familiar sound emerged from the sky.
Ho, ho, ho! Merry Christmas, everyone.
Santa Godfather? Is that
you? What's happening, fellas?
For once, somebody I actually want to see. I am so happy to see you.
What are you guys doing out here in the middle of the sea?
Santa, I messed up big time. Justin and I were doing Barely Legal. We yelled at each other, got into a fight. I probably got a little out of hand. I thought I could make a better life without him and be my own guy, my own podcast. But I'm here on an iceberg with them.
Now, these guys don't seem that bad.
I'm a ghost.
I see.
You think a woman ever survived banging Mark Henry?
Yeah, we got to get you out of here.
Yeah, no shit. I need to go back. I need to make amends with my PIC.
Well, you know, it's a funny thing the way we look at our friends. Take Crime Time, for example. Sure, it was racist and offensive and a bit of coonery and buffoonery. And it made Samba Simba look culturally sensitive. But they thought, one day too, that they could go their separate ways. Now look at what's happened to them. They floundered. They fell. Because they ignored the fact that sometimes people need one another, and that the individual is not always better than the sum of their parts. They needed each other.
You're right, Santa.
And look where they are now. They're dead.
You're right, Santa. Is that what you think happened to Crime Time?
You need to forgive, Justin. But more importantly, you need to forgive yourself.
I know, Santa. I know. You're right. I got to get him a really nice gift. I don't know what, though.
Well, just reach into my sack.
You got to find a better way to say that.
Scott reached in the bag, and just like a dream, for out of the sack popped the mighty Akeem.
Holy shit, you have Akeem in there?
Merry Christmas, Scott.
I mean, he'd be happy with a figure, but that's actually Akeem. What's he doing in there?
He's been with me.
I just want to go home, man.
Shut up, you culturally appropriate son of a bitch. African dream my ass.
Man, Justin's going to love this gift.
Let's get you guys home. Hop on my sleigh.
This thing's just going to take off?
Obviously, you've never heard of A Christmas Story before. My reindeer will fly us there. So let's go, guys. On Hinchy, on Vincent, on Nunez and Sutton, on Cornette and Schmock, and Triple T Hamilton.
Santa whipped those reindeer, and they all were sad. Except Hinchy, who said, it's not that bad.
Jim Ross, the red-nosed reindeer, he struggled with alcohol, and I humiliated him. We all had a great big ball. We never missed just one chance to break him up and bring him down. We all made sure to hurt him, especially when we're in his hometown. Then one day he called me up on the telephone. He said he had Bell's palsy. I said, oh, keep your ass at home. And then though the fans may love him, he's fatter than Michael Cole. And I hate fat people. Those pigs should know their role. Jim Ross, the red-nosed booze hound, I raped his ass on live TV. He never met me as a doctor, as muscular as Jay Hinchy. On the Raw homecoming, my wife kicked him in the balls. And then backstage, I ignored him whenever I pass him in the halls. Then there's that time that Undertaker made him kiss my ass with glee. And then we fired him again and had Steve Austin beat him up and murder him and kill his whole family and cut him open and make him bleed. And then we sent him to SmackDown without telling him, of course. If there's a truth in wrestling, it's that I hate Jim Ross.
Now back way on top of that treacherous hill, Justin and Willie had had their fill.
We are never getting off this hill.
Stay positive, Justin. Never give up. Never surrender.
This is all your fault. You should have never encouraged me to go on this stupid quest. Jeez, Willie.
And you're blaming me because...
I'm blaming you because it's your fault, you fucking quack.
And just as Justin had gone too far, just before Willie could say au revoir, but what to their wondering eyes would appear but an overstuffed sleigh and complaining reindeer. It wasn't that wrestler. You guys are so wrong. Next podcast should use my favorite song. Graham needs some more help for all of damnation. So there you go, guys. Just a quick observation.
There's too much weight,
yelled Santa as they fell from the sky. The reindeer then started to cry. It seems that PTBN had terrible luck. The sleigh slammed the hill, and now everyone was stuck.
What the hell, guys?
JR, what are you doing up here with... Hi, Glenn. How you doing? What the fuck is that?
I'm melting.
Listen, Scott.
No, you listen. I got a little upset. I'm sorry. I was a little thin-skinned. But this whole adventure made me realize how much our friendship means to me. I mean, you should see the guys I ran into.
All right, cool. All right. I was going to tell you the same thing. I was being a dick this one time. I'm sorry. We're stupid. Look at us now. We're stuck on this hill with these stupid freaks and that weird...
Hey, pump your brakes, kid. I'm not a freak.
Yeah, that's from the guy who wanted me to reach into his sack.
All right, look, great. But look, Scott, okay? As much as it sucks to be stuck up here, at least we get to spend Christmas together. Merry Christmas, Scott.
Oh, this is nice. What's this? Wait. I know that. Intoxicating. Wait a minute. Is this... I hear the theme in the background. Lemmy. Is this his hair? It's his hair, isn't it?
It is, Scott.
So, how'd it go for you?
It went well, my Undertaker!
Oh, Paul Bearer, nice.
Finally! Thank you! Hey, how'd you guys get stuck up here?
It wasn't my fault!
Oh, really, Steve? Come on. Snitsky?
Snitsky? What are you talking about?
Look, Steve, you're a great guy. I mean, we ate pizza together in Pittsburgh, but you don't think people have noticed that you're passing off catchphrases as your therapy?
I have done no such thing, sir. I've been helping. It's like I always tell my patients, to be the man, you have...
No, see, you're doing it again!
I help people, believe that! That's what a psychologist does.
Psychologist? Psychiatrist, you mean?
Whatever.
You're a horrible spiritual guide, Steve. You expect anyone to follow a fraud on a vision quest?
I am a way better Tatanka than you.
You are a crap Tatanka.
No, you're a crap Tatanka.
Oh, guys. Please. You done?
Yes.
Good. Because I got something for you too, JR. This is amazing.
Scott.
No. It's okay. It's okay, Santa. I think you're really going to love him. This may be the best gift you ever get.
Him?
Scott.
Look, I got you Akeem. The actual Akeem. Come on, man.
What's wrong with him? What did you do to Akeem?
Well, see,
what had happened was he was crushed by the sleigh, and I'm pretty sure his back is broken.
Oh, God!
And he's got brain damage and a concussion. Someone should probably put him out of his misery.
Oh, no! Someone stop the pain, please! Please leave my Akeem alone! Did he have enough happen to him at WrestleMania 6 when the Big Boss Man had to squash him in 2 minutes? Oh my God, it's been the longest 24 years of my life thinking about that. I have to rewatch it for these stupid fucking reviews, and I just see him laying there crying, upset and hurt. The worst ever happened to him, and now this? Now you kill him?
I'll take care of him for you, Justin.
Okay.
All right, well, thanks, Scott. I know you meant well. It's just as well he's dead. I couldn't very well bring this man-beast home and explain it to the family.
It is pretty big, yeah.
Well, Steve, I think we brought them back together.
I believe our work here is done.
Mm-hmm.
So you're not going to help us down this hill? I mean, can't you just kind of fly us down?
That's a negatory. Ready, my Undertaker!
Rest in peace.
So they just leave? Have to find two new members of the Core Four. Kind of herky-jerky on their parts.
They're never going to win any Welpies. But, I mean, I don't want to start another fight, but that's made up, right?
What is?
A herky-jerky.
What's wrong with herky-jerky? Hey! Is that Reesh down there?
Oh, don't even get me started on that piece of shit. I helped him get that whole NBA. What?
Reesh, come on, help us down.
Nah, man! You guys always bust my balls! Y'all can fucking ride up there!
What do you mean bust your balls? I let you talk for like 50 fucking minutes every 2 weeks.
I added all your crap! I added all your shit! Those stupid
Jesus.
Shows!
What are you whining about? Get up here and help us!
You guys wanna watch me dunk a basketball?
Shouldn't your heart grow a bunch of sizes and you come up here and carry us down? Don't you feel like that's something that maybe you would think about doing in this situation?
Go fuck yourselves!
Well, that's a terrible thing to say on Christmas. Well, if this isn't the biggest bag over the head punch in the face I ever got. I wish Reesh were here right now so I could tell him what a cheap, lying, no-good, rotten, four-flushing, low-life, snake-eating, dirt-eating, inbred-overstuffed, ignorant, blood-sucking, dog-kissing, brainless, dickless, hopeless, heartless, fat-ass, bug-eyed, stiff-legged, spotty-lipped, worm-headed sack of monkey shit that he is. Ah, holy shit, where's the Tylenol?
Ah, forget it, man. At least we're gonna die in good company.
Oh. You guys.
I meant us.
You the real MVP.
I meant us, the guys that look alike.
Oh, man. Well, except for this pile of water and hair. I'm happy to stand here with my favorite Canadian, the Godfather, and even you, Glenn.
You're right, brother. We're filled with good company.
The friends now filled with feeling of love rain down on the earth with a song from above.
Fa hu fo reis, da hu do reis, welcome Christmas, come this way.
Fa hu fo re da hu do re, welcome Christmas Day. Welcome da hu Thomas. Christmas Day is in our grasp.
Christmas Day.
Babu Dore Christmas, Christmas fired, you're all fired on Christmas Day. It was all a dream. I used to read a Word Up magazine, saw a Pepe and Heavy D up in the limousine, hanging pictures on my wall every Saturday, Rep Attack, Mr. Magic Molly Mall. I left my tape rack till my tape popped, smoking weed and bamboo, sipping on private stock way back when I had the red and black lumberjack with the hat to match. Remember rapping Duke to ha, you never thought hip hop would make it this far. Now I'm in the limelight, cause I get rhyme tight, time to get paid, blowing up like the World Trade Bomb Center, the opposite of a winner, born redder. I used to remember when I used to eat sardines for dinner. Peace to Ron G, Brucey B, Kid Capri, Funk Master Flex, Love Bug, Sarsky. I'm blowing up like you thought I would. Call the crib, same number, same hood, it's all good. And if you don't know, now you know.
You know who you are! Don't let them hold you down! Reach for the stars! You had a goal, but not that many! Cause you're the only one! I'll give you good and plenty! I made the change from a common thief to up close to personal Robin Leach! And I'm far from cheap, I smoke skunk with my peeps all day! Spread love, it's the Brooklyn way! The Moet Alizé keep me pissy! Girls used to diss me, now they write letters cause they miss me! I never thought it could happen, this rapping stuff! I was used to pack gas and stuff! Now honey's play me close like butter plate toast! From the Mississippi down to the East Coast, condos in Queens endo for weeks. Sold out speaks to hear Biggie Small speak. Living life without fair, putting 5 carrots in my baby girl's hairs. Lunches, brunches, interviews by the pool. Considered a pool because I dropped out of high school. Stereotypes of a black male misunderstood. But it's still all good. And if you don't know, now you know. Because you know who you are. Don't let them hold you down. Reach for the stars. You had a goal, but not that many. Cause you're the only one, I'll give you good in plan A. Super Nintendo, Sega Genesis, when I was dead broke, man, I couldn't picture this. 50-inch screen, muddy green leather sofa, 2 rides, a limousine with a chauffeur, phone bill with 2 G's flat, no need to worry, my accountant handles that, and my whole crew's lounging, celebrating every day, no more public housing. Thinking back to my one-room shack, now my mom pins her act with minks on her back, and she loves to show me off, of course, smiles every time my face is up in the sauce. We used to fuss when the landlord dissed us, no heat, wonder why Christmas missed us. Birthdays was the worst days, now we ship champagne when we're thirsty. Oh damn, yeah, I like the life I live, cause I went from negative to positive, and it's all good. And if you don't know, now you know. Go vote for Juicy, motherfuckers, I'm out. Let's get the limo, Claire, I'm gonna die, bye!
Reesh heard they were happy and didn't understand. With all their misery, they still formed a band.
I don't get it! How are they happy? I don't know! They're happy without the voices, and facts, and singing. They're happy without sketches and principal building. Maybe their friendship deserves to live on. Maybe... Oh, Shockwall, what's wrong with me?
It's your heart, Andrew Reesh. It's growing.
Why the fuck does it hurt so much?
Probably because there's an organ inside you that's actually breaking through your ribcage.
Yeah, I mean, I guess we never gave that much thought to when the Grinch's heart grew. Like, if your heart suddenly jumped 2 sizes, it would probably explode.
Somebody should have said that to Davey Boy.
Hey-oh!
Now, I think people probably would have been angry if I said Eddie Guerrero.
Well, yeah, because Guerrero's a much more beloved figure.
And this is exactly the kind of analysis that you guys are famous for.
Oh, my... Oh, this pain is worse than death.
Well, I mean, you can't say you didn't deserve it.
I think I'm going to make it, guys, but pain, it's...
He still didn't help, though, but up in the sky... A vision appeared that brought a tear to the eye.
Holy shit, Scott, you better avert your eyes, because this is, I mean, we had Triple H's hair, and now Jesus is here.
Jesus!
Hello, my children.
What are you riding in?
It's a machine. Do you get it?
Of course, it's a figurative deuce, that's machina.
You going to handle this one, Justin?
No, it's all right. We'll just say it's figurative and we'll move on.
I got to say, guys, I'm disappointed you don't see how clever this is. I'm a literal Deus Ex Machina. I'm Jesus riding on a machine. God, I was so happy when I thought this up last night.
Look, I'm sorry, Jesus. We've been through a lot. I mean, can you just get us off this hill?
Of course I can. So now, friends, I must go. But just remember that Christmas means more than just...
Hey, I got presents for everyone!
And I made roast beast!
Thanks. No one asked you to, but, you know what? Never mind. For you, Graham Cratchit, here are some helpers for your website. They're the reincarnated spirits of my reindeer, who tragically died in that accident. Let us never forget.
You should do it like this. No, that's wrong!
Actually, that happened in 1989.
I'm in love with my friend Triple T Hamilton!
Thanks, Santa, I think.
And keep up the good work. For you, Brad Hines Scrooge, I got a heart.
What the fuck am I supposed to do with this?
Put it in your damn chest.
Well, is this going to help me write more Total Divas stories?
No.
Humbug.
Okay, but don't say, what are you doing?
What?
Don't eat that heart!
This is good. Is this baby?
You're a sick, evil man, Mr. Hines Scrooge.
Humbug.
It'll help him stop popping those fucking peas.
And for you, Ghost of Tiny Parv, I will give you the gift of life. If you can dribble this basketball 10 times in a row, I can tell you and your family need this.
1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, 9. Oh, no fair. You smacked the ball away.
Well, that's what you get for liking that asshole. But as a consolation prize for not surviving the night, I brought you Jimmy Jam Garvin to spend all of eternity with.
Yeah.
Oh, for fuck's sake, I'm going.
And for you, cowboy, I...
Santa, huge fan. Could I just have your autograph, please?
My autograph?
Yeah, Santa. Could you do me a favor and just sign it to Cowboy? You'll always be the conductor of the Ho train.
Sure. D'Amato, I got you a fleshlight.
Thanks, Santa. Hey, if you got time, can you hook me up with one of the Godfather's hooas? I only need her for about 2 minutes. Come on, hook a brother up.
Do we all look alike to you? Anyway, Jason, I could bring your snowman back to life if you'd like.
Actually, Santa, the name is Glenn, and no, I hated him.
Okay, he'll stay dead then. What about you, Gigante?
Yes, you silly fuck.
Well, I brought you Ludwig Borger's bones all the way from Finland.
Oh, fuck them, just like you and the John Pollocks.
Great. Jake's daughter?
I have a first name. No one cares. I brought you here, Derek LaRue. He's going to come down upon you with the force of 1,000 violins. All right, what's up, sugar tits?
Now, that's just gross. And you, Yukon George, I don't even know what to give you, man.
Look, just... Can you just make everyone promise to eat my roast beast?
Okay. Everyone, please eat Yukon's roast beast.
We promise.
Yeah. We promise.
Mm. Very nice!
Thanks, guys. This is the nicest thing anyone's ever done for me.
And Scott and Justin, I don't have a damn thing for you. Because you guys have each other. And friendship is the greatest gift of all.
You're right, Santa.
Yeah, I mean, you know, friendship, my daughter, my son. But, you know, you're on the right track.
Let's eat the roast beast!
The roast beast was great, yelled the PTB team. Then George told them all they had eaten Akeem.
Ugh. Ugh. Jesus Christ, George.
Yeah, ugh. Me, George.
Look, I grinded him up while you guys were talking to this jive soul, bro.
Hey, man, you better not be talking about me.
No. I meant Jesus.
Oh, whoa. Oh. Don't call Jesus a jive soul, bro. A little decorum, please. You know.
Well, guys, it's been fun. But I got to hit the road. Got, you know, lots of presents to deliver and all that.
So you're done here?
Yeah, I'm done. What's it to you, man?
Well, I was just about to say that Christmas means more than gifts, and then you have to waddle in here with your fat red ass and hand out shit that people don't need.
Now, I'm pretty sure you're not allowed to talk like that to Jesus.
I'm the son of God. I say do whatever I want.
Bye, Felicia. I'm leaving.
Go ahead. Walk away, just like you do every year.
Oh, you want to get real? Just like you promised to come back 2,000 years ago? Well, at least I keep my promises. I come back every year.
On my birthday! You come back on my birthday. And has anyone here even bothered to wish me happy birthday?
Happy birthday.
Too late.
Happy birthday!
Alright, I'm leaving.
Oh, you're not leaving.
Excuse me?
This day isn't big enough for both of us. One of us ends today.
Come on, guys. I mean, this is...
No, man. It's all good. This thing's been brewing for a long, long time.
Let's do it. One fall?
One fall.
Let's get ding, the handy dandies.
Ding.
So Santa and Jesus squared off one-on-one. It took no time at all to see this was no fun. Santa built momentum as quick as can be. With a pimp drop and a hoe train, he almost got three. But Jesus came back and got Santa on the run. One crucifix later, the encounter was done. Santa lost that day, but took it in stride. He extended his hand, only wounded in pride. Just as the two men were ready to shake, from the heavens there came a mighty big quake. Two angels appeared, their names Morse and Chad. And everyone knew things were gonna get bad. They powerbombed him through tables and windows and cakes. They made sure he was dead. There were no mistakes.
What did you do to Santa, you monster?
I do what I want. I do what I want. I want to kill Santa, I kill Santa.
I don't think that's Jesus.
Maybe it's Aaliyah?
Maybe it's Yahweh?
No matter what he is, I think we can all agree he is indeed a Jive Soul bro.
This isn't the time.
I've had to sit back and watch you guys make a mockery of Christmas and the English language for too long. Too long! From now on, you guys are going to do what I say, or I'll have Chad hit you with his 2.5-star splash, and Morse will eat your children.
All right. We'll do whatever. Okay. Jeez.
We get it. We got it. It's cool.
Now you're going to sing my song. Hey, Reesh, thanks for inviting me. Oh, sweet me. What's that on your chest?
It's my heart. But at least I'll live to see...
Well, at least he died very, very, very painfully. Almost like, you know, us having to listen to all his shit on his podcasts.
Yeah, he's kind of a dick. Hey, Nate, you could be on the main event all the time now.
Sure was a dick.
See, even Jesus thought Reesh was a dick.
Sing! Sing my favorite song!
Just do what he says!
Love you, Justin.
Yeah, you're okay. When I die and they lay me to rest, gonna go to the place that's the best. When I die, meet down to die, going up to the spirit in the sky. Going up to the spirit in the sky. That's where I'm gonna go when I die. And the lay me to rest, gonna go to the place that's the best.
No one gave me a present!
Praise self, you know it's a must. We got a friend in Jesus.
That's me.
So you know that when you die. Gonna recommend you the spirit in the sky. Gonna recommend you the spirit in the sky. That's where I'm gonna go when you die. When you die and they lay you to rest. You're gonna go to the place that's the best. I don't know about you guys, but this sounds fucking great to me. This is all. This is fucking fantastic. Everyone hear that beat? Sexy. Almost as good as banging Mary Magdalene on the fucking cross. Guys, remember that shit? The New Testament? The Revelations? Jake the Snake's snake? Remember him? That weird-ass fucking white albino snake that they had? Jake was really fucked up at that point. I don't know what the fuck he was thinking. He had a Lucifer and then Damien, and then he turned it around. He pretended he was a born again just so he could have a weird-ass snake. I don't know what the fuck he was thinking. What? Rotella ate the snake, or he is the snake? Or Claire's got the snake? Where the fuck has Armento been? No one ever invites him to anything. He's going to that party. I saw the invitation. Never had a sinner. I never sinned. I got a friend in Jesus. So you know that when I die, he's gonna set me up with the spirit in the sky. That's where I'm gonna go when I die. Go to the place of the motherfucking best.
They sang till they cried and their tears ran red, but Jesus was swift and nothing more was said. And without so much as an explanation, that day was the end of the Place to Be Nation. I wish they weren't dead and that things were all right. Merry Christmas to all, and to all a good night. So Scotty and Cowboy headed off to the back, past the tall girl with Gingerbread Man on her They inspected the women from their heads to their toes, their flawless... Let me take it again from the top. They brought the girl out, and she went in the nog. I don't know what that means. I'll read it again. They brought the girl out, and she went in... And she went in the nog. Okay, sorry. They brought the girl out, and she went in... She went in the nog. Here we go. They brought the girl out, and she went in the... Fuck! She went... Say it for me, JR.
Yeah, I would think it's... They brought the girl out, and she went in the nog. Watching her friend... Her fight Scott... Santa Scott felt like a dog. I'm guessing he means like eggnog.
Yeah. Okay.
They brought out the girl and she went in the nog, watching her fight Santa Scott felt like a dog.
There you go. Okay. Thank you.
All yours.
Here we go. They brought the girl out and she went... They brought the girl out and she went in the nog, watching her fight Santa Scott felt like a dog. They brought the girl out and she went in... Fucking A, motherfucker! They brought the girl out and she went in the nog, watching her fight Santa Scott felt like a dog. Oh, I see where the problem is. There's a comma there. Here we go.
Did you read that whole one?
Yeah.
Okay.
They yelled and argued, and the volume got louder. Outstopped thought long and hard, right? Burp. JR?
Yeah, I would say thought, yep.
Okay. A hole had been cut around where they stand. And there's... What is this, Richie? Ram needs some more help for all of damnation?
Some more help.
Some more help.
Yeah, I would say needs some more help.
He still didn't help, though, but up... He still... They sang till they cried, and their tears ran red. But Jesus was swift, and nothing more was sweat. Fuck, this is almost over. I hope so. Might be Valentine's Day before I'm done reading it. Here we go.